राधावा जया कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा जया कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टतर शत शिष्यमत अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की कलयुग पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare Krishna. So I would like to welcome all of you for this Srimad Bhagavatam session today. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, entitled Dhruv Maharaj Leaves Home. We will discuss text number 31 and 32.
Munayaha Padavim Yasya. निसंगेन उरुजन्मभि न विदुः मुर्गयन्तोऽपि तीव्रयोगसमाधिना मुनयः पदवीं यस्य निसंगेन उरुजन्मभि न विदुमुर्गयन्तोऽपि वृत्तिप्रयोग समाधिना मुनयः पदवीं यस्य निसंगेन रुजन्मभि न विदुः मृगयन्त्वापि तीव्रयोग समाधिनः
माताजी मुनयः ग्रेट सेजेस पदवीं पात यस्य हुज निसंगेन बाय डिटैचमेंट उरु जन्म भी आफ्टर मेनी बर्थ्स न नेवर विदुहु अंडरस्टूड मुर्गयंतः सर्चिंग फॉर अपि सर्टेनली तीव्र योग सीवियर ऑस्टेरिटीज समाधिना बाय ट्रांस ट्रांसलेशन Narad Muni continued, after trying this process for many, many births and remaining unattached to material contamination, placing themselves continually in trance and executing many types of austerities, many mystic yogis were unable to find the end of the path of God realization. We'll read text number 32, since this text has no purport. अतो निवर्ततां एष निर्बन्ध तव निष्फलं यतिष्यति भवान् काले श्रेयसां समुपस्थिते ट्रांसलेशन फॉर दिस रीजन माय डियर बॉय यू शुड नॉट एंडेवर फॉर दिस इट विल नॉट बी सक्सेसफुल इट इज बेटर दैट यू गो होम व्हेन यू आर ग्रोन अप बाय द मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड will get a chance for this mystic performance. At that time, you may execute this function. Purport. Generally, a thoroughly trained person takes to spiritual perfection at the end of his life. According to Vedic system, therefore, life is divided into four stages. In the beginning, one becomes a brahmachari, a student who studies Vedic knowledge under the authoritative guidance of spiritual master. He then becomes a householder and executes household duties according to the Vedic process. Then the householder becomes a vanaprastha. And gradually, when he is mature, he renounces household life and vanaprastha life also and takes to sannyas, completely devoting himself to devotional service. Generally, people think that child who is meant for enjoying life by engaging oneself in sports and play. Youth is meant for enjoying the company of young girls. And when one becomes old, at the time of death, then he may try to execute devotional service or a mystic yoga process.
this conclusion is not for devotees who are actually serious. The great sage Narad is instructing Dhruva Maharaj just to test him. Actually, the direct order is that from any point of life, one should begin rendering devotional service. But it is the duty of the spiritual master to test the disciple to see how seriously he desires to execute devotional service. Then he may be initiated. So here we see, after the direction of Suniti, Dhruva Maharaj decided to enter into the forest and practice devotional service to attain the mercy of Krishna in order to achieve his desired goal. And Narad Muni on the way met Dhruva Maharaj, and he just testing here Dhruva Maharaj that this path of self-realization or God-realization is not so easy. It's very difficult task. Therefore, we should not try for it, but in the future, you can try for it. And Prabhupada says here, but it is the duty of spiritual master to test the disciple to see how seriously he desires to execute devotional service. This test is given by spiritual master or by Krishna. It's not to give up the desire, the decision, the inclination to perform, to execute devotional service, but to test our seriousness so that we can quickly elevate our consciousness and elevate to the spiritual world. So regarding this point, we will try to understand this test of Krishna for our devotional progress, for our devotional life, through a topic, the taste of love. Today we'll discuss this point, the taste of love. Hare Krishna. So we are in devotional service, you are in Hare Krishna movement, we are here to practice devotional activities. But we have to give the test, T-E-S-T, test. We have to give the test, we have to qualify that test. If you qualify that test, then we will get the taste in devotional service, T-E-S-T, test. Unless until we qualify this taste, it's very difficult to realize, to release, to experience the taste in devotional service. We may experience the taste of prasadam, mahaprasadam, but to taste devotional life, we have to qualify the taste. But it's not easy, as Narad Muni says. It is not easy for Dhruva Maharaj in the age of Satyayuga, and it is not easy for all of us in the age of Kali Yuga also. The test is tough. We have to qualify the test. Alfred Bruce Froude, Amrish Maharaj, right? Amrish Prabhu. Amrish Prabhu. Okay, Maharaj in the material sense. Amrish Prabhu, he says, Srila Prabhupada was an example of Krishna's love. And it is amazing that we are able to see that. The Prabhupada, according to him, Prabhupada's lifestyle,
expresses that what is Krishna's love. We will try to understand the background definition, then we will see that one example of test if time permits. Definition of love. Lord Krishna is the personification of love, and we are the part and parcel of that love. Therefore, we have the right to test the love in connection with Krishna. You have the right to realize the love in the service of Krishna. We have the right to experience the transcendental happiness in following the instruction of Krishna, in hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. But we fail to experience the transcendental happiness, to realize the bliss and to taste the love because of our selfish motivation. Unless until we have the selfless motivation, till that point it is difficult for us to experience the bliss and to realize the transcendental happiness. Therefore, if the connection is selfless, if the connection is selfish, if the connection is selfish, you can't generally experience the transcendental pleasure. But if connection is selfless, then we can experience the transcendental pleasure in loving relationship with Krishna. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami defines the definition of love: kama prema dohankara bibhina lakshana loho ara hemayaiche swarupa vilakshana. Lust and love have different characteristics. Just as iron and gold has different characteristics. Then he says, Atmendriya Prithivancha Tarevali Kam Krishna Indriya Prithicha Dhare Premanam. The desire to gratify the senses of Krishna is love, and desire to gratify our own senses, one's own senses, is lust. So here he has given the example of iron and gold, just to differentiate the characteristics between lust and love. Because you can understand, we have not the experience in conditioned life what is real love. Therefore, he has given this analogy. If you study this analogy, it's very nice. Sometimes you say, old is gold. We don't say, old is iron. But we say, old is gold. Why? Because as the time passes, the value of gold increases. But the value of iron decreases. If we have some iron piece now, TMT bar, after 10 years, we want to sell that iron piece. We have to sell it in low price. Then the price we purchased. But we have a gold now, and after 10 years, we want to sell it. Then we'll get more money, more price than the gold. Both are metal. But because of different characteristic, as time passes, the value of gold increases. As the time passes, the value of iron decreases. Similarly, love. Love means when time passes, when there is difficulties, the love deepens. When there is intense problems, the love intensify. Therefore, this is the character of love. But character of lust, when there is difficulties, the love decreases. Then when there is intense problem, the love
finishes. Therefore, it is compared with the iron, and original love is compared with the gold. And love in separation. When there is separation in so-called love, so-called relationship, generally the relationship breaks in this world. But when there is separation in love, then that relationship never breaks. Prabhupada says, tears for Krishna is as good as associating with him personally. In the spiritual world, separation is more valuable than meeting. So your feeling and tears of Krishna consciousness will make you more enriched in spiritual advancement. This is the test of love. If it is pure, then it never decreases, never diminishes, never destroyed. But it is impure, then it will diminishes, decrease and destroy. In today's world, some jewelries are there, original golden jewelry, and some are gold plated jewelry. Externally both appear same. Similarly, lust and love may appear externally same. But internally, the feelings, the value, the intention is different. In love, it is pure, selfless, and in lust, it is impure. Therefore, when there is lust in this world, we can understand it is gold-plated love. And when there is love, you can say it is golden love. So the point is here that the taste of love, according to the revealed scripture, Prabhupada writes in that purport, sarvata dhvansa rahitam satyapi dhvansa karane yadvava vandhanam inoha sa prema parikirtitam. If there is ample reason for the dissolution of a conjugal relationship, and yet such a dissolution doesn't take place, such relationship of intimate love is called pure. There may be ample of reason for the destruction of a loving relationship, but still it lasts. Therefore, that love is pure. Just as iron, it is affected by air and water. It diminishes its strength and sometimes its existence also. It mixes with the water, air or earth. But the gold is not affected by the air and water of this world because it is pure in nature, although both are metal. Similarly, lust is there, when there is problems, difficulties, then it finishes. But love, like gold, its value increases, its worth increases, and the attraction, attachment increases in separation, in difficulties, in problems. Therefore, in this world, we see the love, we say the love, so-called love, but in reality, it is lust. Yes, there is love also. We'll discuss all these points. But in one sense, we can say, darpan mein mukh, aur sansar mein sukh, ye dikhta hai, lekin hota nahi. Exactly, if you see the mirror, we see our face, but the face is here. In mirror, there is no face. Similarly, in this world, you see sukh, you see happiness. But in reality, that happiness is not there. This body is like a mirror. And you try to see the bodily happiness in this mirror. But in reality, just as there is no face, mukh, in darpan, similarly, there is no happiness in this world, ye keval dikhta hai. Therefore, if you divide love, you can divide this love in two ways. One is love and other is matlab. Matlab, Hindi mein. The matlab means we have some personal motivation, selfish motivation. And love means selfless motivation. Or matlab, M-A-T, material love, you can say. The material love, it is, its foundation is selfish motivation. But love, its foundation is selfless motivation. So we'll divide matlab in this world. Three types of matlabs are there, material love. One is dental. And how it is dental, I will say. In dental matlab, only external expression of love, no internal intent, but no internal content. Dental, दांत के साथ संबंध है इसका. वो लव में क्या है, देखेंगे तो हंसेंगे थोड़ा. It's like that. Only smiling, laughing, embracing, hugging, handshaking, some superficial, sweet, super words. In that expression, there is only expression is there. Inside the heart, there is no concern, no desire to help others. Just by seeing, hi, hello, yes, how are you? Thoda smile. It's like that. This is called dental love. And Duryodhana's request to Lord Krishna for having bhog, prasadam, it is dental love for Duryodhana. Just external smiling, external showing that I love you. But in reality, there is no a tinge of loving affection towards Lord Krishna. Therefore, it is dental. In this world, we can also analyze who is in dental platform in our relationship. Second is rental. Give the rent, use the tent. According to our standard of GEV, tent house. But there is, in rental love, if you help me, I will help you. If you come for my party, then I will attend your party. If you call me for prasadam, I will call you for prasadam. You give some benefit to me, I will give some benefit to me. This is exactly rental. But here in rental, they want to serve, but with selfish motivation, with personal desire, with some benefit. And the example is Karna's love for Duryodhana. Duryodhana gave Karna the Anga Pradesh and make him Angaraj. Duryodhana honored him, protected his reputation, his pride at the time of competition between Kauravas and Pandavas. His love, Karna's love for Duryodhana is rental. Because he helped, therefore I will help. It's like that. In this way, this love is widespread in today's world. In family relationship, in business relationship, in relations with friends, in social relationships, everywhere, most of the love in this world is rental. And the third is sentimental. In this love, what happens? The bodily conception is very strong and the bodily relationship is predominated. In this love, in this not love, matlab, as per our definition, the idea is that they don't see about right, wrong, religiosity or irreligion. They don't see about higher values or lower values. They just see, he is my son, he is my wife, she is my daughter. But they just focus on body relationship and they try to protect, try to defend that person, because of the sentimental love. And the best example is Dhritarashtra's love for Duryodhan. It is out of sentiment only. But in this dental, rental or sentimental, in three loves, the foundation motivation is selfish desire. And this is matlab, this is material love, and the whole world is moving by this love. And if you our relationship based on these three love, then the end product is frustration. Just it is frustration for Duryodhana, Karna and Dhritarashtra. These are the living examples. If our base, our love is based on these three principle, then one thing is guaranteed, that is frustration. Then we'll see the original love, a spiritual love, genuine love. These also three types. And this, in this love, the key factor is selfless, beyond bodily conception. And the predominating intention is satisfying Krishna's motivation. That generally I refer to this love. The connection is selfless, the service is selfless, the submission is selfless, the respect, veneration, the admiration is selfless. It is not like the previous three types of dental, rental and sentimental. But genuine love is there. And you can experience these three types, three way, many way you can. But as I understood, one is experimental. So in this love, it is not like dental. In dental, the only expression is there. But here, experimental, all the expression is there. Smiling is there, laughing is there, embracing is there. Many expressions, loving expressions are there. Sweet words are there. But at the same time, practical service is there. Genuinely in the heart, that person wants to serve and he expresses. That is experimental love. And Srila Prabhupada, in his life, many incidents are there. One of his disciples, he says, Tranakarta Prabhu. He says, Prabhupada cared about and loved the devotees. It was October or November and we were sitting on the marble floor of Krishna Balaram Mandir. The marble floor was very cold. It is winter season. In Vrindavan, it is very cold. So one morning, Prabhupada asked, are you cold? They said, yes, Prabhupada. That day, Prabhupada sent another devotee and Tranakarta Prabhu to Agra to buy big Madras carpets to cover the floor so that the devotee could stay warm. This is genuine concern of Srila Prabhupada. He could understand. It is needed. He expressed it and he also generally did some practical activities to serve the devotees. The experimental love, you can understand that how exactly this is expressed. So I can take the example of Samper Prabhu here. So previously used to keep milk in our locker if you were absent sometimes. So you can understand the experimental love. Shri Radha Vrindavan Mere Bhagavan Ki. This is about real genuine love. And second is, first is experimental and second is mental. It's not a mental, okay, it's not like that. Mental means in mind. There are some personalities due to some nature or swabhav. They don't express their love. But they keep their love in their inside their heart. And genuinely try to serve help. And they have concern for devotees. And they are doing in the background. Sometimes in front also. But physical expression, that is not there so often. Sometimes they may experience. This is called love in mental platform. And third is love, that is transcendental. The in the state person remembers Krishna in every situation, in every circumstances. This is called transcendental love. The Yamuna Mataji remembers Prabhupada, one incident. She says, during our short stay in Visakhapatnam, our party was escorted to a very great temple located 7 miles from the modern city of Visakhapatnam, the beautiful temple of Sri Simhanchalam. Champak, plumeria trees were growing nicely throughout the entire compound. There was a beautiful scent filling the air, and one devotee, I believe Nandakumar Das, picked one of these lovely golden yellow flower and handed it to Sri Prabhupada as he was standing under the banyan tree. The photograph taken of that moment, its history has been lovingly captured by our god sister Visakha Devi and is printed on the book of Krishna book, where Srila Prabhupada is seen holding the flower to his beautiful face. After Srila Prabhupada smelled the flower, he commented. This is the vision of personalities who has transcendental love. Champak flower hath me jab aaya. The flower is the color of Lord Chaitanya. It's most loved all over India. The flower is beautiful to look and beautiful to smell. So it's consciousness of Prabhupada. Just by seeing it, smelling it, he directly remembered Lord Chaitanya. The color is the color of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This shows his consciousness. मैंने कितने बार ये flower मेरे हाथ में आया है, लेकिन ये पढ़ने तक कभी भी I never remembered Lord Gauranga by just having and seeing this flower. This is exactly consciousness of the personality who are in transcendental mode. And those who are in transcendental platform, they are not affected by the pain of this material world. They are absorbed in transcendental bliss, and these material pains are not affected by not felt by them. And Prabhupada generally says, you feel pain because you are not absorbed. You are absorbed in material conception, therefore pain is there. Therefore, self-realization stage, they are absorbed in Krishna, in transcendental bliss, so that they don't feel the pain of others. So you can take the example of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was beaten by the Muslims, and he was absorbed in transcendental loving affection towards Krishna, and in reality although he was beaten severely, he never felt that pain. This is the generally standard of transcendental love. So in this way you can divide that the love, two types of love, one is love, another is matlab, and there are division. Now we will see the taste of love. The love is there. You may have some mental or experimental or transcendental, but the taste will be heaven. We have to give the taste, as the Prabhupada in this purport writes that the guru tests a disciple to see his seriousness in devotional service. In this world, for any thing you want to achieve, we have to give test. We have to qualify that test. Then we will get that position or that object. Similarly, in spiritual life also, we have to pass the test with hard work and enthusiasm. In this world test, sometimes we know the answer, sometimes we don't know the answer, but we prepare. But in spiritual life, in spiritual test, in Krishna consciousness, the love will be tested, The wonderful thing is that the question is known to us. The answer is known to us. At the time of exam, the answer is reminded to us. Still we fail again and again in this life. Again and again, life after life. This is tough. If there would be an exam where question you know, answer you know before taking part in the exam, and in the examination hall, if the answer will be told to you, then success is guaranteed. But in spiritual test, we know the answer, we know the question, answer is reminded again and again, still it is very difficult to pass the exam. How is it that? Just as in the outside exam, there is daily test, weekly test, monthly test, yearly test. Similarly, in our life also, in Krishna consciousness, the love for Krishna, the attraction for Krishna will be test daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. That is board exam, very difficult test. What are the daily tests? As I said, we know the answer, but it's very difficult to attend the answer. If one question is there, how should you deal with the other person, other beings in this world? We know the answer. Atmamata sarvabhuteshu. And know the question also. But in our life, it is very difficult to behave like this. At the time of behavior also, although you know this sloka, Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu, but in reality, when times comes, we remember this sloka, we don't follow it. Many follow it, but in my cases, it's very difficult. As Narada Muni says in the next verse, next to next verse, Gunadhikam mudam lipset anukrosam gunadhamat maitrim samanat anvicham natapahi abhibhuyate. This is the dealings, and we have heard it, know it. Gunadhikat mudam lipset, by seeing superior person, more qualified person than us, we should be very satisfied, we should appreciate. But many cases we are envious, sometimes criticize, sometimes don't follow. We know the answer, know the question, but in reality, to pass this exam, it's not easy. Because this exams is happening daily through our lifestyle. This is the live exam. The whole world is an examination hall for the devotees. And daily such types of things are happening to our in our life. Anukrosat guna anukrosam gunadhamat. When you see a lower person, unqualified person, then we should be compassionate. We should not be envious. We should not neglect that person. It may be in our in any sphere of life. Maitrim samanat anvichyan. In friendship, we should have equal behavior, mitrata. But still, there is envy is there. You may say, you are my friend, but in our feeling, you can understand. If that friend progress, get some facility, it's very difficult for us to behave friendly. To know the answer, know the question, and the question answer is remembered at the time of behavior, but still, these are the daily activities. But still, it's very difficult to pass the exam. And what should be our consciousness when you see a woman, or for women it's men? Shastra it says, Matruvat Paradaresu. But how many of we get success in this test? Very few. We know the answer, know the questions, but not easy to pass the test. What should be our consciousness when you see others' wealth or position? It is said, Lostravat Paradrabhesu. By seeing others' wealth, you are seeing as a kitchard, as a mud. But when you see someone is getting new laptop, you think, Mujhe kyun nahi mila? But in outside world also, if some friend is getting some high salary or high facility, then we are becoming envious. You may say lostravat paradrabhyas, but in reality it is very difficult to pass the test. What is the symptom of a learned person? The symptom of a learned person is vidya vinaya samparne brahmani gavihastini sunicha eva supakecha panditaha samadarshina. But to become vinaya, become humble, and samadarshina, it's very difficult. Samadarshina in action also, not seeing Krishna everywhere. I see Krishna everywhere, right? You may see. But samadarshina in action means we have to, in some activities, like you take some prasadam, some sweet, we like sweet, limited quantity. When sweet comes, then we don't see the presence of others. Then this is not samadarshina. Samadarshina means equal contribution, equal distribution. That is samadarshina. In many cases, other cases also, you can apply this principle. There was samadarshana. When you are samadarshana, there cannot be compare, criticize, or complain. But it is there, you are not passing the test. There is a daily test. These are the daily activities in our life, it is happening. And this is daily test or weekly test. But the board exam also there. This is a very difficult test comes in our life. And in the next verse, next to next verse, Narada Muni says, Yasya yadaiva vihitam satena sukha dukkhayah atmanam tosayam dehi tamasah param richati. He says, one should try to keep himself satisfied in any condition of life, whether distress or happiness, which is offered by the supreme will. Person who endures in this way is able to cross over the darkness of nisayans very easily. This is the method. We have to be satisfied in distress and happiness. And if you follow this principle, very easily we can cross over the darkness of nisayans. And in the previous verse, Narada Muni says, if you follow that principle of seeing the qualified one, you should be satisfied. Seeing our friends equals, you should have friendship. And seeing the lower persons, we should have compassion. If you follow that thing, we will be satisfied, we will be happy in this. These are the lifeline. And this consciousness is there predominantly in a self-realized soul. At the end, Dhruv Maharaj will realize these verses. Narad Muni ne sahi bol rahe the. Lekin because of my foolishness, I could not understand. After realization, Dhruv Maharaj lived such type of a lifestyle throughout his life. And you don't have time to discuss the board exams for devotees. The very difficult, tough situations. You will see these things sometime. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakuti Vaishnavanda ki, Srimad Bhagavata Mahapurana ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you.